Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny. Alice's morning show. I want to say good news, everybody. My TikTok correspondent, Shawnee Wani, has sent me the Savage Dance. So if you want to learn it, and be on TikTok, I just put it up in my story. No one really dances like this guy. It's actually pretty astounding.
Can you show it to us now? Do you want to do it for us?
Mm-mm. No.
Oh. All right.
It's easy, though. I will say this. It's easy. He did tell me, though, after I watched it, I'm like, you know, where's the butt pot that Nicole told us about?
Butt pot?
Hold it. The butt pop. Oh, here's the... You know, Bryn, it seems like it's very, we're unable to watch it in real time.
That's slow-mo.
It's jumpy.
Yeah. It's very jumpy.
A little glip.
It's not a smooth video.
Yeah, the video is a little harder to share than still pictures. But
sure, right. Of course, right.
We're working out Zoom, everyone.
We're working it out so that we can bring you wonderful programming for Instagram, apparently. Which, you know, you can find now. It's Shawnee Wani it's on my Instagram story. Clarky Clark. All right, let's get to the news, shall we?
Here we go. Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Fremont Bank. There's a time to talk about being there for your community, but in times like this, actions speak louder than words. Fremont Bank bought 15,000 lunches from their restaurant clients, giving local Bay Area restaurants much needed financial support while enhancing employee safety. Aww. Fremont Bank, everyone.
Yep, let's golf clap that for sure.
Boy, Bryn just off his game today. My goodness, where's my Bryn?
Yeah, where's the golf clap? Brent.
All right. Well, anyway.
Brent, you know what Brent's working? He's got a whole
regular
thing.
Clap ready. You want the regular clap? Or I'll give you the
okay, Fremont Bank.
He doesn't have it ready.
You don't have it ready?
He's lying. He's lying. Oh, there we go.
I always
all
have
right.
That
okay.
One ready, but I'm trying to get you a golf clap.
We
here.
Like the golf. You
that's
know
fine.
What?
Fine.
Yeah,
just,
I like
you
the
know.
Golf clap. Here
you go.
Okay, I like the golf clap.
Thank you, Fremont Bank.
Yep, thank you.
Here's what's happening. So I'll begin with today is supposed to be cooler, but still very hot. So a little bit cooler, but still extremely hot.
Even a couple degrees off of yesterday would be a relief, to say the least.
Right, and that's what you're looking at.
Right.
So real quick, Governor Newsom allows another major business sector to reopen in California. This is an announcement he made yesterday that barbershops and hair salons can reopen with county approval. And with social distancing measures in place, but right around the corner here, very soon, you're going to be able to go get a haircut.
Oh, my God. Did you hear that? Did you hear that? What? It's coming from Alameda. I'm pretty sure Jane is hooting and hollering right now.
Oh, right.
Oh, my God. Oh, yes, Jane. Yes. Can you hear that? My Alameda correspondent, Vinny, in the ANN.
Oh, nice.
She's
yeah. So he's saying
happy.
That. This doesn't mean hair salons are going to be able to run right out and open up. It means they're going to have to, depending on which county you're in and what those counties are able to prove, which is sort of the downswing of coronavirus in town.
Right.
Once they can sort of do that, they can start figuring out how to get into the next stage of opening, and that includes the hairdos. I guess nail salons are still to come after, I think Gavin was the guy who said he thought the whole thing started at a nail salon, and all the nail salons said, what? Dude, what are you doing? So I don't know, but that's still not, that's not available to you yet, but you can get your hairdo done. So well, hopefully
that's here next, very soon. Right? I mean, that'll be, that's good.
Yeah.
People, yeah, I mean, good. People do look terrible these days. We really need to get some haircuts going here.
Well, listen, let me jump around a little bit. So one of the stories I have here in front of me is it safe to try on clothes while shopping during the coronavirus pandemic?
Oh, my God. I never even thought of that. Of course it isn't.
So.
Except it totally is. But
here,
because
here we are.
Live, but it can.
In the process of being stuck, sheltered in place, most of us anyway, I haven't thought once about buying pants or shirts or anything really, because I'm in the house.
Yeah, but I'm just looking for, like, I'm getting really sick of my five pairs of sweatpants. So I got some stuff from the Gap, pulled out all my yoga pants. You know, I've been thinking about it, but right. Try it on something in a store. Mm-mm, I'm not doing that.
Well, that's the thing. So some big retailers, including Macy's and Nordstrom's, have shared their details on how they'll do this as they plan to reopen here soon. They are going to have to be cleaning the fitting rooms after every use. They also say that there'll be social distancing put in place for the bathrooms and for the dressing rooms as well, so that every other one will be, you know, closed off or locked.
But what about the clothes themselves?
So you that wash the clothes every time.
That's yes, Bryn. You just actually got it. The guy at Nordstrom says that. Let me find this. Sorry, I'm doing this online, and normally I do it with paper and highlight things, and now I got to sort of jump around. He says that. Basically, he's saying that. He says that.
Either way, you're going to slide.
Right. They're going to clean the clothes after every person who tries something on and doesn't buy it. And I'm thinking, what is that? What does that look like? The cleaning process? Because now that clothing to me is used.
Mm-hmm. It's, you know, what's crazy too is, can you imagine now you've washed this thing or cleaned it in some way? Maybe they just have like a steam spritz or something, right? Because now it goes back on the rack. And it looks like the used piece next to the pieces that haven't been tried on. The other thing is that tag. Everybody looks at the tag. You know, you look through, and even if you don't try the thing on, you grab that tag and you look at the price or you see what size it is. This is complicated.
Here it is. That only took me 10 minutes. Thanks for helping me out there,
sure,
Sarah. A customer tries something on and doesn't buy the item, it will be put on hold for cleaning before an employee returns the product to the sales floor. I don't know what that cleaning process entails, and they don't say it here. Maybe it's just a brush down. I really don't want something I'm going to purchase to be sprayed with Lysol.
No. Ugh.
And washing it. That makes that item used, in my opinion.
I agree. So, nothing ever looks brand new after it's been washed. And if I'm going to go buy a new shirt, I want a brand new shirt that looks like it's being worn for the first time when I wear it.
Right. Absolutely.
I wonder if, don't they say the virus, here's the other thing. How long does it live on a surface? How long would it live on the clothing? Couldn't they just ice quarantine the clothing overnight and then put it back out?
That might be the better way to have explained what they're doing, because I think that's what they'd need to do. And and frankly, we've been told, and again, this is all the, you know, back and forth with the facts, but we've been told this stuff is not being transferred. Most people are catching this from someone they know, that this is not, you're not catching it off your food and you're not catching it off a countertop. That doesn't mean that that's not happening. It just means that's I'm reading, that they're saying it's not really happening that way, that otherwise it would have spread way faster and way farther. So
I read a thing. I think the headline was something like, you're wasting your time cleaning your groceries.
Right.
Which, of course,
exactly
I was like, John, look at this. Oh, my God, we're wasting our time. Let's not do that anymore. He's like, no, we're still doing it. But they're saying it's, you know, coronavirus. So basically, they're saying it's airborne, and that's, you know, 99.99% of the cases are you're catching it from someone else's sputum.
Right.
Which is so hot.
Which leads me to, as businesses begin to reopen, you will start to see at some of them, no mask, no service.
Mm.
Some of you may remember the no shoes, no service or whatever. Well, now it's the no mask, no service sign. And yes, they can do this. So for those of you who show up and saying you are infringing upon my rights as an American, that store can, in fact, tell you, beat it. No, you can't come in without a mask. They're allowed to.
Yeah.
So there's that. That's something you're going to start to see. And that leads me to, this is a story out of the Ukraine. Oh. A woman is, you got to see the video to really get it. This woman was filmed by the store camera, stripping off her bottoms, pulling off her underwear, and putting it over her face because she was told, we will not serve you without a mask.
Oh.
So she used her own underwear as a face mask.
So they were big enough. She had like granny panties on. It wasn't like a little thong that just...
They're not that big, but they are big, yes. And you can see in the video that she has... they are on her face.
Does she put them across like the leg holes become the ear holes? Like
the
I would
leg
love...
holes are in fact on the side okay. of her head, yes.
Nice. Yep. I like that.
So this was the... it's a post office she was in, and the closed caption television camera caught this woman. I think she's wearing a skirt and some kind of tights.
Leggings or something. Yeah.
And the leggings come off, the underwear comes off, goes over the face, and then she approaches the counter. And all
and
of this
her.
Happens in full view of everyone. Yeah. You got to see it. It's very fun.
So, but it isn't a new, oh, we're watching it now. Here we go.
There it is. She's
All
been
right.
told no. She's
and
fuming.
And here
come the pants.
Oh. Yeah, so, you don't. Those came off fast.
Yeah, you don't see anything there, right? I don't.
No, you're right. It's definitely. Oh, and there goes the underpants
the
right over her face. All right.
I like it.
And now yeah. she approaches the. She looks
oh,
like a
put
ghoul.
Put your pants back on now.
Oh.
Right?
Sure.
Yeah, that's
good. Well, looks like Mama taught her well. She has her nice panties on. You know,
I like
you
it.
You don't want to wear holy panties because you might get in an accident.
Like granny panties, those are pretty big.
They are surprisingly large. Like looks something like I would wear.
Yeah, lots of coverage there. I mean, it's fine, I guess.
Hey, Zoom.
There you
hint.
Go.
Yeah, Zoom hint. Now swipe the thing to the left and you're back on the four square.
Are you talking to me?
Anybody who's still stuck on the because I was stuck on that other one, but then if you swipe to
well,
the left.
Well, I was just looking. I just had Nicole big. Oh. Yeah, there she is. Hi, Nicole.
Well, she's fun to look at.
Yeah.
She is.
She's a nice lady. A drunk driver has crashed into a pond of liquid crap and stuck there for hours. A guy in Sacramento County, California was driving drunk Monday when he swerved off the road and crashed into a pond. This pond was, they call it here, liquid manure.
Ooh.
It's a storage pond for a dairy farm. It's
they
probably one of those
the,
things
the
you
manure?
Smell when you're driving through town, right? There's certainly stuff on the side of the road where you're like, what is that?
Right.
Well, this guy was stuck in the pond for 2 hours before firefighters came and pulled him out. And
cow manure
wasn't
has
so,
that special, awful smell, too.
It's terrible.
Terrible smell.
He sat in the liquid manure for 2 hours before firefighters came and pulled him out and still got a DUI, so the 2 hours of waiting was not enough to straighten him out. Our text number is... It's so gross.
He stayed drunk on the methane gas or something.
Ugh.
Yeah, that's so gross. That's just bad timing, you know. He veers off the road and he lands in this, you know, there's so many other places he could have landed. But no, it's got to be in a pond full of cow manure. Oh,
look at this.
What is
look
it?
Look at the big brain on 707. Our text number is 800-400-3697. Love to hear from you guys. Maybe the stores can use UVC to clean the clothes. My hubby built a UVC cabinet, so when I get home from taking care of COVID patients, I can throw my shoes in the UVC cabinet and clean my shoes.
Oh. So UV light will kill it?
I guess. I don't know. I mean, that's a person. By the way, thank you so much for your service to your community. That is
yes.
big, and we appreciate you. But I don't know. She would know, right?
He would. Yeah, I mean, wait. I guess.
I'm assuming it's a she. It doesn't say anything. It could be a he.
Yeah. So this isn't going to work with my Easy Bake Oven, huh?
Nope.
Got to have a special light.
Some stores in Sonoma already require a mask, says 707. Yeah, I don't see why they wouldn't if they're
Actually,
trying to stay
I feel
in
like
business.
Everywhere is requiring one now. Like, you almost can't walk into a place without the sign that says, you know, you must by order of blah, 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 you have a mask on.
408 says, I'm a dude. I don't need to try clothes on. I know my size. This rule applies to ladies and growing kids mostly. I wouldn't trust a teenager to take a...
To clean.
And then, then I lose the thread. Oh, take a cleaning job seriously. So responsible hiring for that job is important. Yeah, I'm a grown dude too. I always want to try something on though. Things run... I could be anywhere from a 30 to a 34, depending.
Yeah. Well, and you got to see how your butt looks in it.
Oh, I don't know about that. My butt looks good in everything.
Mm-hmm.
I'm kidding.
No, I'm agreeing. I'm agreeing.
No, you're not.
I had to think about it for a minute, but I was like, it is true. I've never seen his butt not look cute.
Anyway, what's coming up in the trash, Sarah?
I forget. Let me look. The America's Got Talent story.
This is
a heavy one. We'll talk about this, then we'll move on to something fun after this.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Calling all pop culture enthusiasts.
Are you obsessed with all things celebrity?
Do you live for the drama, the laughs, and the unexpected moments that unfold on social media?
Then you're going to want to tune in to the Comments by Celebs podcast.
Join us 3 times a week as we deep dive into every aspect of pop culture.
Whether it's dissecting the latest trends or just chatting about your favorite celebs, Comments by Celebs has you covered.
We have new episodes out every week. Follow and listen to Comments by Celebs on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.